All right, let's move on. 8 keys, words to remember during times of trial and suffering. I go back to the scripture I began with. You will not reign with Christ if you will not suffer with him. This is the key to dominion. In closing, would you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Here's what we're supposed to do for one another in the church, in the body of believers. 1 Corinthians 12:26. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. There is a fundamental problem in the churches of America today. It's a crowd, not a body of believers. And we think of my and mine alone and don't realize that in the scheme of things, in the spirit world, where all is settled, where we are tied together, we are oftentimes the perpetrators of great damage to the body of Christ because we don't realize our calling is to suffer with those who suffer and be their consolation instead of their critics. And the churches of America today suffer mightily because we are not willing to suffer with those suffering. We would rather murder them, be hateful. We'd rather steal for them and not take care of them. We'd rather do evil and speak evil and act evil than do good. And we'd rather be busybodies instead of saying, you know, it's none of my business, but you're going through a very hard time right now. And I'm standing here with you and I'm under the load with you. Now, what was the context for all of this information? How to handle suffering in your life and in the lives of others. Therefore, the scripture makes sense that we closed with in Peter. Clothe yourself with humility and submit to one another and keep your place. And let God work in you what he's trying to work in you. And let God do through you what he's trying to do through you. And let this thing be for good, because all things work together for good to those who love God, and not for evil, because all will work for evil if the devil has his way. And the devil can't have his way in you without your permission. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And these experiences, these trials, will soon be past. And I tell you this morning, the glory that shall be revealed in you. The glory that shall be revealed in you will set you apart from others as someone qualified for the task. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? We bow before you this morning, O Christ, you who suffered on our behalf, you who became guilty for those who were guilty. And we say, O Lord, you despised the shame, but endured it for the joy you set before you. And we are humbled by this reminder of your great grace today. We ask for a fresh anointing upon all, that they would remember during times of trial and suffering your precious example, and that in due time they shall be exalted. In due time there will be glory. In due time there will be blessing. In due time there will be dominion. And so together do we submit and commit one another and ourselves to you and say, God in heaven, let this thing be good. Let this thing do good. Let this thing be found to be my friend and not my enemy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.